Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the BBCC Informational Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you should require assistance at any time, please press the star followed by the zero on your touch-tone phone, and an operator will assist you. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Mr. Patrick DiCacio. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. We have Assistant Secretary David Danielson with us. Are you there, Dr. Danielson?
I'm here.
Very good to have you. Thanks so much.
Are you kicking it over to me?
Yep, go right ahead.
All right. Well, thanks for being on this call today. This is a call where we're gonna continue to kick off the Better Buildings case competition. I'm excited to be here today with 25 of the best and brightest of the Sanford Energy Club. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling some competitive spirit here, so I like it. So the Secretary Chu announced last week this second annual Better Buildings case competition. We're excited to be continuing the rollout here today. The Better Buildings Challenge is one of the things that we're doing at DOE and the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy that I'm most excited about. We had a big event at the White House where the President's Senior Advisor on Energy, Heather Zeichel, spoke, and we got a whole bunch of the partners together, and they're making tremendous progress. Just to remind you all, this is a challenge that the President himself has laid out to the country, to America's best businesses, universities, and financial institution and other key institutions in the United States to lower their energy intensity in their buildings and in their manufacturing processes by 20% by 2020. And at this event, we already saw that even in a span of 1 year, some companies had already reduced their footprint by more than 10%. So there's a huge opportunity here. Also, a major food processing company told us that in three of their plants, within a year, they lowered the energy footprint by 25%. So we're already seeing a bunch of great progress. And the Secretary Chu likes to call this energy efficiency opportunity in buildings not just the low-hanging fruit, but the fruit just sitting and rotting on the ground. And so, as I like to say, there's economic gravity. There are cost-effective solutions out there that should enable us to lower our building energy footprints across the whole country by 20% or more, as a number of our studies have indicated. But it's really a number of market barriers that are getting in the way, and that's where in the Better Buildings Challenge, one of the big things we ask the companies to do is to do a showcase project that really shows a new model for how to get energy efficiency done effectively, and to spread that and share that with all the rest of the partners. But we still do not have all the right business models to solve this Better Buildings Challenge. And that's where you, the students and the student energy clubs, really come in, and that's where the Better Buildings case competition comes in. Last year, we had 19 universities compete in the first annual Better Buildings case competition. We had four challenging cases last year offered by Cassidy Turley, HEI Hotels, the District of Columbia, and the City of Houston. These cases focused on, one, planning and policy implementation, two, the classic multi-tenant office building retrofit scenario of split incentive between the occupant and the owner, and three, the complexity of energy management through franchisee models. Special shout-out to last year's winning teams and the solutions that they offered. The Cassidy Turley case, MIT, and the University of Southern California were the winners. For the HEI Hotel case, University of Colorado Denver and Columbia University were the winners. For the District of Columbia, where I live, so I thank them for their contributions, Carnegie Mellon and MIT were the winners. And for the City of Houston, George Washington University and UC Berkeley, Stanford folks, won that City of Houston case. So again, this year, we're doing this for the second time this year. We're really excited about it. Jason Walsh, my senior advisor who's next to me, and I were talking this morning that the ideas that came out of last year are really brilliant, well-thought-out ideas. These are ideas that are going to move the market. And so there's a real opportunity. This isn't a training exercise here. There's an opportunity for you to make a really big difference, all the participants in this case competition. So, you know, this, if you look at some of the actual solutions from last year, things have happened. The market has moved. HEI Hotels, which has the Starwood Hotels, Marriott, and others, implemented student recommendations to capture rebates, lease roof space for solar panels, and promote their sustainability efforts. The City of Houston continued to work with students on their ideas and hired a number of the students for internships to work with the city to help them implement their energy efficiency goals. And the District of Columbia invited students to present their ideas to a broader group of project stakeholders in the mayor's office, in the mayor's office itself. And the DOE Building Technologies office, which is in my office, actually hired one of the participants. So this is also an opportunity to get a job and make a big difference at EERE and at the Department of Energy. And so I'm excited for you all to compete again this year. I think that I'm expecting to see just as good, if not better, ideas here in the second year, where I think we're going to have even more and fiercer competition. I want to emphasize to you that this is really an opportunity for you to build these multidisciplinary teams, come up with some really clever new ideas on how to move this market, new business models, and actually make a difference in the U.S. energy efficiency strategy and the President's Better Buildings Challenge that he's laid out to all of us to achieve in the next number of years. So I've got to jump off the call, but my colleagues from the DOE are going to stay on the line to run through some of the details of this competition and to answer any of your questions. And so the folks that we're going to have to kind of talk with you for the rest of this call and answer your questions, we have Patrick DiCasio, who actually proposed and managed last year's inaugural Better Buildings Case competition while he was an intern at EERE. Elena Alshuler, who was a member of last year's winning MIT team, which led her to a position in our Building Technologies office. She's part of the team here. And Ara Schur and Monica Newcomb, who work on the broader Better Buildings Initiative and the Better Buildings Challenge. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to my team. Good luck, and I'm looking forward to you guys all bringing your A game and seeing what some of the best and brightest in the country's universities have to offer to energy efficiency. Thank you very much.
Assistant Secretary Danielson, thank you so much for joining us today. Your commitment to the advancement of students is obviously very clear, and I know they're all very appreciative to hear from you. And, of course, really looking forward to a potential win in this year's competition and a chance to meet you on March 8th at the final workshop. My name is Patrick Picciaccio. Thanks also to the Stanford University Energy Club for...
Patrick, I wanted to say one last thing.
Sure.
Sorry, before I run out. I am personally committed to meeting with all of the winners one-on-one in Washington, D.C., at the end of the competition. So I just wanted everyone to know that the winners are going to come to D.C. and we're going to sit down with them, and I want to hear about your ideas face-to-face and celebrate what you're doing. And depending on the hour of the day, I'll be happy to take everyone out for a beer as well.
Oh, wow. All right, the stakes just got real. You heard it first right here on our conference call. Thanks so much for that.
Only if you're 21 do you get to have a beer with you.
Good point. Thanks for that, too. That was Elena, by the way, Elena Alshuler up down there in D.C. with Ara Schur and Monica Newcomb. So thank you to the Energy Club, Sedant, most importantly, at Stanford University. And last but not least, thank you to everybody on the line for taking time out of today to listen in to today's call. We know it's likely a hectic week for many of you. In fact, Elena and I, as the Assistant Secretary mentioned, were students ourselves not that long ago, so we can empathize with how busy you are right now. Before we get started, I want to invite all of you to please email your questions during today's call to bbcc@ee.doe.gov. That's the official email address for the competition. As Richard noted in the beginning of the call, the participant lines are all muted today, so you'll have to email in your questions. We've got an eye on that inbox. Also, we will not be discussing any new information on today's call. We'll just be reviewing the materials that you've already received. So please note that those that were unable to attend today's call are not missing any major updates, and we can share any pertinent question and answer with all teams later. In your upcoming conversations about the competition, please remind your friends that attendance on today's call was not mandatory for participation in the competition. They can still join your team or form one of their own if their university hasn't already done so. And on that note, university registration forms are due this coming Monday, December 17th. They can be downloaded from the Better Buildings Case Competition website and, again, emailed to our bbcc@ee.boe.gov. And if you'd like to be a part of our mailing list, just get us there. All right, so let's get started. As you know, Energy Secretary Dr. Stephen Chu announced this year's competition on December 3rd via email. At that same time, we provided you with some initial materials as well as put them on our website, and we can run through those together now. As Assistant Secretary Danielson noted, the competition was designed to support the efforts of President Obama's Better Buildings Initiative, an initiative, of course, to reduce the energy intensity of commercial and industrial buildings by at least 20% by 2020. Sounds like some challenge partners are already really kicking it into high gear and meeting, if not exceeding, that goal, which is really tremendous. And we have 2 billion square feet of building space currently committed to this goal, an accompanying $2 billion in financing, and we have some of the best CEOs, university presidents, and state and local leaders all working with DOE as partners, not only to reduce the energy footprint of their buildings, but also to tackle these numerous long-standing barriers to these types of investments in buildings. And this is exactly how the Better Buildings Case Competition was born last year. In the competition, we will deliver you with case studies that highlight these barriers to energy efficiency and ask you to devise innovative and creative solutions to these challenges. These solutions can then be shared with the marketplace, as we did last year. And it's this aspect of transparency, reporting your lessons learned so that all may improve, that is a key component of the Better Buildings Initiative. And as the Assistant Secretary just pointed out, we had 19 teams participate last year, and many of their ideas were used and are still being used today, which is really a great success for the competition. And we're expecting the same, if not even better, this year. We ask that you review the materials that we shared with you on December 3rd, discuss these with students on your campus, that's in all programs, departments, and colleges at your university, and submit your registration form on December 17th. Again, that form's on our website. You'll notice on the form that team members need not yet be finalized. We will do that at a later time. Instead, right now, we simply just need to know by the December 17th deadline that your institution would like to participate, as well as some contact information of at least one student so that we can keep in touch. And many of you have already submitted these forms, so we thank you for that. Cases will then be delivered to registered teams in early January, as well as detailed proposal guidelines. We'll highlight some of that a little bit later in today's call. And teams will then come to Washington, D.C. for our final workshop on Friday, March 8th, to present their solutions to a panel of industry experts on the White House campus. As you'll notice in the materials, depending on the number of registrants and considering some of our occupancy constraints at the White House, the DOE may need to employ a down-select process on these submitted proposals in order to limit the number of teams that attend the DC workshop. For this reason, your registration by December 17th is crucial. Once we get those numbers and have an idea of what we're looking at for capacity, we'll be in touch with you again very quickly after regarding any potential down select process, how it will work, as well as the remaining timeline for the competition. You'll notice in your materials that you currently have that we're saying delivery of cases in early January, and you'll have approximately 1 month to complete your written proposals. Those details will be fleshed out once we get a better idea of participation numbers. At this point, I'm going to turn the call over to Elena Alschuler to briefly discuss the cases as well as our expectations of your participation.
Thanks, Patrick. So as Patrick and Dr. Danielson mentioned, my name is Elena Alschuler. I was a participant in the competition last year, so I'm very excited to be involved again this year. Because I was involved before, I will be working primarily on the side of writing the cases, working with the case partners, developing the judging criteria, bringing the judges on board, et cetera. So your main point of contact for day-to-day case competition questions and communications will be Patrick, and I'll be working on the sort of other side of things, making sure that the cases are ready for you. So we have already selected our four cases for this year. They are really exciting cases. You will have heard of all of the case partners. They all deal with energy efficiency implementation challenges that the case partners are currently facing. These problems are specific instances of common pervasive challenges that are being faced in the industry. The judges for the cases will be decision makers from that specific organization and other stakeholders in that project, as well as broader industry leaders that are dealing with the same issue. So there's real opportunity here to get your ideas in front of an audience of decision makers that could actually implement the ideas you come up with. To give you a sense of the high-level types of issues and skills that the cases will cover, they include both public and private sector case partners, and in fact, issues that require public and private sector actors to work together. So you'll both be looking at sort of public policy context and changes, as well as the business motivation and business strategy side of things. There are both single building and portfolio cases. The cases deal with technical analyses to determine the best type of upgrade or retrofit, as well as strategies for phasing, financing, contracting, and other economic issues. There are also cases that deal with leasing and building operations, and many of them have aspects that deal with either project stakeholder dynamics or community engagement. Also, several of the cases require you to come up with alternative sort of options for solutions and proposing a cost-benefit analysis or decision criteria for selecting between those options. So, the way that they will be judged, you may have noticed that last year there were two winners for each case. We will probably do that again. There will be a best proposal and a most innovative, and that's sort of reflecting the balance between being visionary and being practical or something that can be implemented. So each case will have a case-specific objective, so whether that's a particular policy or energy savings target or cost payback period that that case partner has determined. We're also looking for replicable solutions. So again, looking at this balance between really trying to push the envelope and getting the most savings while still proposing something that's actually feasible and could be implemented. And then there'll be, we're going to refine this set of criteria, but there will be a similar set of criteria for all of the cases that deal with creativity, impact and effectiveness of achieving the goals, ability to be implemented, the strength and accuracy of analysis, the extent to which relevant research and examples of projects elsewhere are referred to and integrated, funding needs and strategy, and understanding the barriers and motivations of multiple stakeholders. And again, that sort of judging criteria list will be refined and finalized and given out to you with the cases. So in terms of thinking about putting together your teams, we recommend that you consider skill sets that cover engineering, building technology, real estate, management, finance, public policy, and urban planning. And that if you get a diverse group such as that on your team, those types of skills will be needed for all of the cases. What else? So each university will be assigned two cases. You will not get to pick what cases you get. The cases are paired to cover a range of skills. So if one case is more business heavy, the other case will be more technology heavy or something like that. The cases will be delivered in early January. You'll have about a week to turn in questions. The DOE will publish responses to all of the questions submitted by teams. You are not to communicate with any of the case partners or anyone who's directly involved in these projects. The case partners know that they're not supposed to communicate with the teams. They will have notified their staff not to directly communicate with the teams, and they will let us know if you try to communicate with them. So please just send all questions through the DOE so that everyone can see the same questions and the same answers. So you'll have about a month to develop your 10-page proposal, and whether or not there's a down select is still to be determined, but whoever comes to Washington, D.C. will have a the opportunity to do a 10-minute PowerPoint presentation with 5 minutes for questions. And the winners will be chosen based on that. So I think that covers everything I was going to talk about today. We can open up the floor to some questions from the team.
Great, Elena. I'm just going to chime in with a couple other aspects. Again, this is Patrick. Like Elena mentioned, you'll receive two cases. Both of these cases will be used in the evaluation of your team, whether or not there's a down select or whether or not all teams come to DC. Winners will be chosen in that way. As for selecting members, Elena gave you a great highlight of which disciplines to include in your team. Those suggestions are made available in the materials. We also urge you to include graduate and undergraduate students. Please remember that graduate students need only be part-time, whereas undergraduate students need to be full-time. And I guess a couple other things worth noting is that it's one team per university, and universities may not join together to make a team. So one team from Stanford, one team from Berkeley, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see, we've received some questions here. So regarding
I just wanted to go back to the issue of two cases because I think you're right, I didn't make that totally clear. So the finalists or anyone who comes to DC will be presenting both of their cases. So if there is a down select, finalists will be chosen based on a combination of their performance in both cases. You will not be selected just to present one case.
However, if you are a finalist and you come to DC, you could very well win just one of your cases.
That's correct.
So we will make that clear again in our next round of materials in which you receive your cases and the detailed guidelines that Elena mentioned. Anything else, Elena, before I move on to questions?
Nope, sorry about that.
No, that's great. I'm glad we clarified that. Okay, so a couple questions here that we've received so far. An estimated timeline. I think we've covered that a little bit. And again, as not that long ago, previous students, Elena and I can empathize that the timeline is going to be great for some of you and a little bit rougher on others. We know that an early January delivery with approximately 1 month of completing the proposals is a little tough on some of you because you won't be back at school yet. And we worked really hard to make this ideal for you, and it's just one of those things that no matter how we spin it and when we do it, someone's at a disadvantage. So we apologize for that, but we have faith that you guys can get together and get your teams properly structured in advance of case delivery so that you have a good system in place to really attack these cases regardless of where you are. As for another question here, asking, has anyone else from my university displayed interest to you about participating in the competition? At this point, it's very hard for us to tell you whether or not another individual at your institution has asked any questions about the competition. Many of the email addresses in which we announced the case competition to were private, non-institutional email addresses, so I really don't know if, for example, someone at MIT has received information. It's on you folks to please do your best to coordinate university-wide with everyone that you think might be interested in participating on your team. I can tell you that once Monday's deadline comes along, if I've received more than one registration form per any university, I will contact the current team leads of those registration forms and tell you all who each other are and that you need to coordinate ASAP, please, in combining yourselves into one team. We also just want to emphasize that the cases will be assigned for you. You will not be choosing which cases to address. One more question here. Oh, there we are again. No, you do not have a choice in the case that you work on, unfortunately. Although, as Elaine mentioned, we're working very hard with our case writing partners to make sure that these cases are of an equivalent level, and we will be sure that when assigning you cases, you will be balancing out in the level of technical, policy, economic, et cetera, types of skills that we're seeking from you. And we'll do that by making sure that we assign you with the proper two cases. So I think really at this point we've answered your questions. I'm going to give everyone a second here. If you've got any last-minute questions, please email them to bbcc@ee.doe.gov. I'll also read off our website to you, although you're likely better off just Googling the Better Buildings Case Competition. The website is eere.energy.gov/buildings/betterbuildings/case competition. And again, that is where you can find the preliminary registration form that is due this Monday, December 17th. We've just received one more question here. Do all team members need to work on both cases? That is a very good question. In the initial materials, we address this. We'll address this again in the final materials that you receive early next month. Teams must consist of a minimum of 3 students to a maximum of 10 students. How you divvy up who works on which case is up to you, as is how you decide who comes to DC to present these cases should you be selected. However, not every team member needs to work on both cases. But yes, those 3 to 10 students per your university team, somehow those 3 to 10 students need to work on both cases. All right, I think that's it. Elena, any last information to add to today's call?
Nope, I think that pretty much covers it. I just want to reiterate to everyone, this is a super fun experience and event. I personally found that it helped me build relationships with other students who were passionate about energy efficiency across my university, and those relationships have continued. And then the actual experience of coming to DC, getting to meet senior leaders from federal government, industry, nonprofits, and meet the other students from around the country is just a really incredible experience. And we'll be putting together several like networking events so that you can take the most advantage of your time here.
One more question here. I think someone's really after those beers with Assistant Secretary Danielson. How is intellectual property managed? Assume, for example, a business model includes a new proprietary technology. That's rather exciting and a very good question. Does the university retain ownership? I can't answer that at the exact moment, but we will confer with DOE's general counsel and make it a point to address that question when delivering the next round of materials.
I would say, you know, in a 10-page proposal, it's unlikely you're going to give away some, you know, massive technology secret so much as selling it as a good idea.
Which we look forward to very much. So thanks, everybody, for your time. Richard, our conference call attendant, just has some quick announcements. Again, you can find these bulletins on our website, and always feel free to email us at bbcc@ee.doe.gov. Thanks, everybody, and good luck on your finals this week. Richard?
Ladies and gentlemen, this conference will be available for replay after 4 p.m. today through December 25th at midnight. You may access the AT&T Executive Replay System at any time by dialing 1-800-475-6701 and entering the access code 274546. International participants may dial 320-365-3844. Those numbers again are 1-800-475-6701 and 320-365-3844, and the access code of 274546. That does conclude our conference call for today. We thank you for your participation in using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.